Dave Tussman. And this morning, the Lord has been stirring in him, and I'd ask for Dave to come and to be able to share maybe just a little bit of what the Lord has been doing in you lately, but then also share what the Lord is speaking to us as a body today. We welcome him as he comes.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Did everybody hear me without this thing? All right. As a former cop, people never had a problem hearing me. Everybody knows the enemy's been working in our family, and Kim and I have gotten closer to the Lord over the last couple weeks as we're preparing for this spiritual warfare. And God has revealed certain people to us, Jim and Alice Hood, for one, we did not know very well. We have come to really love them and what they are opening our eyes to. And then God is stirring something up in me. I can't explain it. I can't give you a reason for it, but I'm going to give it to you because he told me to. So here we go. This little mighty church of ours in Orange is done with the season. The veil that has been over us of complacency. We've been sitting in our comfort zones day after day, Sunday after Sunday, going through what we thought is what we should do as believers in the Word. But that's no more. He is putting on my heart, and I hope he is putting in you, that this congregation, this little mighty church in Orange, California, is in for a revival. I see that veil cloaking us, being taken off of us, and the heavens above are opening up.
Hallelujah.
For the longest time, I knew I was a saved man. I knew that if I died, I was going to heaven. My ticket was purchased by the blood of my Savior, and I was going. But I never understood the other part of it, the Holy Spirit working in me, allowing it, to asking for it, getting filled by it a couple of weeks ago, the glorious gift of praying in tongues, and the relationship that I now have with our Savior. I see men and women in this church being called upon for service. And it's not going to be anything that we're not incapable of doing. If you think that I'm some sort of a biblical scholar or a prophet or anything now, no, I'm still the same Dave that you've known for the last 22 years that we've been attending here. I'm more into the Word, and I'm more filled because of that. I'm a better person because of that. And I enjoin you the same thing. Right now, Dennis Gannon, I need you to come up here, buddy. I need you to come up here for a moment. God put on my heart while I was up here that there are men in here that are going to be stirred up, that are going to be magnified by the great works. Dennis is one of them. I feel a tremendous anointing that is going to come upon you in this church that will make not only our Lord proud, your family proud, but all of us who call you brother proud. It's going to happen. And right now, if I can get everybody to just stretch forth your hands for a moment, I'm going to lead us in a real short prayer. Father God, I thank you for the vision, the prophecy that you bestowed upon me this morning, Lord, that this veil is off this church. We are not bound by our comfort zone anymore, Lord. We are on fire for you. As my sister Diane said this morning when she saw my Hawaiian shirt, are you going on a journey? I'm on a journey for Jesus, Lord. And if my Hawaiian shirt signifies that, God bless it for it. Lord, I lift up right now my brother Dennis Gannon. Lord, you have put on my heart, and I think some of the other leaders in this church, Lord, that he is ready. He is ready, Lord. So I now, in your mighty, mighty name, entreat you, Lord, to anoint him. Cover him with that umbrella, that shield, and wash him with the oil, Lord, that only you can touch him with, Lord. And bestow upon him that confidence within his heart, that spirit of service that he's had for many, many years, Lord. Fill him with that Holy Spirit that will be an example for us to look forward to, Lord, and to glorify your holy name. We ask this through the blood of our risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for this mighty gift. In the name of the blessed Lord, Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.